Another family has come forward to share their experiences of the alarming side effects caused by the common asthma drug Singulair. Last night, 7:30 revealed that the Therapeutic Goods Administration had received almost 90 reports of psychiatric events in children and adolescents treated with Singulair's active ingredient, a drug called Montelukast. Some children became suicidal, but the Asthma Council says there's nothing to worry about. Meredith Griffiths reports.
Anna Opperman's daughter Sophia started taking Singulair when she was two.
She started having these fits of rage, basically, and she would try and attack this child with any sort of hard toy she could find and hit her in the head, the new baby, the newborn baby, until she bled.
You had a new baby in the house, and so that was your first thought, that maybe it was that your daughter was just not adjusting well to having a sibling. What was it that made you and your partner realise, no, this is not a behavioural issue?
The fact that she was switching from really insane bad behaviour to good behaviour, back to good behaviour in an instant, like nothing had ever happened. She couldn't understand why mummy was upset. And that is, you know, wasn't characteristic of just a toddler throwing a tantrum.
After speaking with some pharmacists, Anna Opperman took her daughter off the medication and her symptoms ceased. Last night, 7:30 revealed the Therapeutic Goods Administration has received almost 90 reports of psychiatric problems in children and adolescents treated with Singulair's active ingredient, a drug called Montelukast. Anna Opperman wants action.
I would personally like to see the drug banned. I know too many children that have had serious adverse effects from this drug, so I personally would like to see the drug banned in Australia.
Christine Warlow is the chief executive of the National Asthma Council, which writes the treatment guidelines for asthma.
It's an individual case, so it's a little bit difficult to comment. If it were a serious matter for many, many children who are taking Montelukast, it would be already being taken up by the Therapeutic Goods Administration.
Some of the families interviewed by 7:30 have been calling for warning labels to be put on boxes of Montelukast, or warning label information to be put onto leaflets inside Montelukast, so that it's there for any parent purchasing the medication, that there is a risk of neuropsychiatric side effects, including suicidal thoughts. Why hasn't the Asthma Council pushed for such warning labels to be on or in boxes of Montelukast?
Because the studies on this drug and these psychiatric effects in children, just in some children, just have not confirmed causality between the drug and behaviour-related side effects. If it was really showing up in the scientific literature, then our Therapeutic Goods Administration would be taking action, and we would be encouraging the Therapeutic Goods Administration to take action. But we really don't have that evidence.
She says if parents have any concerns at all, they should consult their child's doctor. When approached by the ABC, the Therapeutic Goods Administration said it would consider reminding doctors to warn their patients about the risks associated with Montelukast.
Meredith Griffiths.